Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market. A recall effort targeting Huron County District 3 Commissioner Scott Moust is moving forward again after the original petition was withdrawn and refiled because of a paperwork error. The issue involved the petition sponsor's residence. During a July 22nd hearing, election officials noted the form did not indicate whether sponsor Maggie Egging lived in the city of Caseville or Caseville Township. Although representatives at the hearing initially identified her as a city resident, officials later confirmed she lives in the Caseville Township. The petition was refiled on July 24th with the correct township designation. The recall language remains unchanged, stating Moust should be recalled for his July 8th, 2025 vote, supporting Resolution 25-85, which authorized up to 15,000 acres of solar energy facilities in 15 Huron County zone townships. The Huron County Election Commission will schedule a new clarity and factuality hearing to determine whether the revised petition meets legal requirements. If approved, recall organizers will be allowed to begin collecting the required number of signatures from registered voters in District 3. If the petition is rejected, organizers may appeal the decision or submit another revised petition. However, with the previous recall petition accepted, the sponsor feels that this is just a formality to make sure that it cannot be contested due to an technical oversight. And a Cass City woman and a 4-year-old boy were injured in a 2-vehicle crash Monday evening, July 27th, in Sanilac County after an Ohio driver allegedly ran a stop sign. The crash happened just before 6:25 p.m. at the intersection of Germania and Cass City Roads in Greenleaf Township. Sheriff's deputies say a 30-year-old Ohio man was driving a northbound Dodge Ram when he failed to stop at the intersection and collided with the passenger side of an eastbound Saturn Outlook. The SUV was driven by a 35-year-old Cass City woman who was traveling with the child. Both were taken to Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw for treatment. Their conditions have not been released. Investigators say the woman had no traffic control device in her direction of travel. Seat belts were in use and airbags deployed in both vehicles. Alcohol is not believed to have been a factor. The Sanilac County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains ongoing. When we come back from this Farmers Insurance Amanda Langmaid sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebewing. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebewing, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, there is a lot happening in the Caseville Public School District. The district is asking for renewal of the statutory millage rate of 18 mills for 8 years on all property except the principal residence and other property exempted by law. On the school district's website, Superintendent Kenneth Ewald posted an explanation about the millage that will be on the August 4 ballot. In other district matters, the 2026-27 academic year will start with an open house 4:30 to 6 p.m. on August 27th, and the first day of school will be on August 31st. The calendar has been approved by the teachers' union. The board's approved was the last. The board's approval was the last step. Also, there could be a new top administrator in the district. Bruce Martin, who is from the Michigan Association of School Boards, did a presentation for the board regarding the process of searching for a new superintendent. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.